The November elections were a big disappointment for Republicans. The party failed in its number one goal, capturing the White House, and it lost seats in the U.S. House and Senate. On top of that, exit polling shows the party with a problem attracting young voters and minority groups, even as the nation becomes steadily more diverse. Well, this week, the Republican National Committee is holding its winter meetings in Charlotte, and some soul-searching is on the agenda. NPR national political correspondent Don Gagne is there.
There are lots of bad numbers for the GOP. The party has lost the popular vote in five of the past six presidential elections. Republican voters are older and more white than the nation as a whole. And a new NBC Wall Street Journal poll gives the GOP an approval rating of just 26%. So Chairman Reince Priebus poses some questions to party members nationally in a video posted online.
What do you think the party must do better? Where do we go in the future? This is your chance to make your voice heard, and we're listening.
But in a brief chat with reporters here at the RNC, Priebus made it clear that the party is not suddenly going to make an about-face on policy, from federal spending to guns to same-sex marriage.
Absolutely not. I mean, we put together the most conservative platform that we've ever seen at the RNC. So, listen, we got to grow our party without compromising our principles. That's the bottom line.
So how do you do that? Veteran Republican activist and former RNC National Committeeman from Michigan, Saul Anuzis, says a lot of it is tone.
Tone matters. It's not only what you say, it's how you say it.
And while Republicans may have alienated a lot of voters who might be fiscally conservative but don't like the party's positions on social issues, Anuzis says,
I just think we have to be cognizant of the fact that you can approach it in such a way that is open and inclusive and tolerant and understanding of other people's positions.
Ada Fisher is a GOP National Committee woman from North Carolina. A conservative African-American, she insists the party is not in crisis, that it can reach blacks and Hispanics and other minorities with a sound economic message. But she says candidates need to be smart and not shoot themselves in the foot. She cited remarks made about rape by failed GOP Senate hopefuls Todd Akin and Richard Murdoch last year.
You just can't go off half-cocked and say stupid things. And when you say stupid things, you gotta pay a penalty for that.
Fisher says it's wise to have a debriefing after such an election, but she cautions against overreacting. It seems unlikely the party will do that. Its discussions are focused mostly on message and mechanics, including how to improve a grassroots campaign operation and how to better use technology and social media. In all of these areas, they lag far behind the Democrats. Jack Pitney of Claremont McKenna College says there's also a recognition that the RNC cannot dictate any kind of new policy approach, even if it wants to. Evangelicals can't be told to soften views on same-sex marriage, nor can Tea Partiers be told to compromise on taxes and spending.
As John Boehner found out in the not-too-distant past, he can't tell members of his own conference how to vote on economic issues. And there's no Republican out there who can give orders to the party saying you must take this position or that.
To do so would likely prompt an internal backlash, which the party doesn't need. Don Gagne, NPR News, Charlotte. We'll be right back.